Welcome to the HIV Australia podcast, a discussion about the community-led response to HIV. On the sidelines of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations November meeting, Heath Painter sat down with Lisa Fitzgerald, a social researcher from the University of Queensland, to uncover the latest public health research on HIV.
Lisa, welcome to this podcast. Can you tell us about yourself and the work you do at the University of Queensland?
Sure, thank you. I'm in the Department of Public Health at the University of Queensland, and I'm part of a hub of social researchers doing a variety of projects around HIV-related social research, as well as social research with young LGBTI people. Yeah.
Great. And you spoke before at the members' meeting about some research you're doing in relation to people living with HIV and the challenges associated with ageing.
Yes, that's right. The LPQ study, the Living Positive in Queensland study, which we've been doing in partnership mainly with Queensland Positive People. It's a qualitative longitudinal project. It's my baby. we've been doing it for, I think, 7 years, but we've followed 72 people over time. We've done three in-depth interviews over 3 years with every single one of them, and in a way it's a natural experiment as well. We've followed people over the time of substantial psychosocial services cuts due to the Newman government that happened in Queensland. So really looking at what impact that has on people living with HIV that are ageing in regional and rural locations across Queensland.
And can you tell us, it's my understanding that Queensland has a large rural population
relative
to all other states in Australia.
Exactly.
And so the issues are probably a bit more pronounced. But can you tell us some of the key issues that people living with HIV experience as they age in rural Queensland?
Absolutely. So really isolation. So social isolation is one of the main things that we find. Most of our participants have moved to regional and rural Queensland. So they often, and most of our participants are long-term diagnosed with limited resources. So whether 25 to 30% of people in futures that are struggling financially. So issues of social determinants of health, social isolation, accessing psychosocial services, mental health issues, isolation in communities where often people have to or feel like they have to hide their HIV status or their sexual orientation. There's some parts of rural and regional Queensland that are amazing, but there's other localities where it's pretty tough living as a positive person when you don't have many resources.
Sure, and I guess a lot of these people rely on mainstream health services.
Exactly, that's right. So mainstream health services sort of dominate for people living across regional and rural localities. A much more reliance on that. Reliance on formal support services when you have very frail social networks yourself, which we found in our ageing cohort. Dealing with complex comorbidities in regional and rural locations when healthcare services can't really deal with those. So it's a lot of travel to access complex health services, which again is financially difficult for people.
Yeah. And what are the, in terms of addressing some of the challenges these people experience and your observations from the research, what are some of the policy initiatives that could be implemented to address these challenges?
Yes, we've had a careful think about this, and it's something that we're still thinking about as we write a report for QPP, which will come out in January. Definitely issues around peer support. So drawing on the fantastic work that QPP has been doing around peer navigation to look at sort of peer navigation around helping people around HIV and ageing. And I know that QPP is working on that, so that would be fantastic. Thinking about, so issues around social support is really important, and looking at using social media or those sorts of things as well, for these people who are so isolated. I've been thinking today about the issues of ageing in place and home-based care and how important it is for our participants, actually, where home is a sanctuary for many of our participants and a really important place for them.
So having like a kind of outreach service.
Absolutely. I think that would I would prioritise that. Absolutely. Yeah. That's something we're writing about at the moment, is the meaning of home and place for people who are isolated. Yeah.
And so the next steps are with this with this project. So it's longitudinal, so it continues.
And we've finished our data collection. We still have everyone that wants to be involved, so we'll be looking for further funding in the next 12 to 18 months to see if we can continue the cohort on. But at the moment, we're writing up as much as we can around a variety of themes, and we've got mini papers that are...
So it's given you a lot of material for...
We've got enough material to write for the next 10 years on this
project. Oh, that's great. But it's important that this could continue, so I hope
absolutely,
you do get some more funding.
Absolutely. Thanks very
great.
Much.
Thanks, okay. Lisa. Thanks Thank for joining us, HIV
Thank
Australia
you.
Podcast.
Thank you.